It's Friday of the fourth week of Lent. Today we continue our spiritual pilgrimage to the Roman stations by visiting the Church of Sant Eusebio. Saint Eusebius was a Roman priest who lived in the 4th century. In 357, he defended Saint Athanasius and the doctrine of the Council of Nicaea against the Emperor Constantius II, who was an Arian. Constantius had him starved to death. It is thought that he died in this place, which was his house, and indeed beneath Sant Eusebio there are 2nd century houses. In this area, there was a necropolis and mass graves, some of which trace back to many centuries before Christ's birth. And remember, for the last couple of days, we've been having readings about grave sites and resurrections. There also is here a little chapel dedicated to Saint Celestine V, the pope who abdicated in 1296 and who is considered a saint in the Roman calendar. Yesterday, in the Vetus Ordo, we had two readings about miraculous resurrections, one by the prophet of a widow's son and one by the Lord of a widow's son. These two symbols probably aimed at the penitents and at the catechumens, both of whom were dead in mortal sin waiting for resurrection. We heard Pius Parsh last year discuss that. This year, let's turn to Father Troadec and see what he has to say. From the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth," and at once he who had been dead came forth, bound feet and hands with winding bands, and his face was bound about with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and by these simple words, "Lazarus, come forth," Jesus brought him back to life. What a scene! It was a new, undeniable witness to the divine power of Jesus. Yesterday we meditated on the spiritual resurrections performed by Jesus over the course of the centuries. Let us meditate today on the sense of Christian death. To understand it, we have to remember that what we habitually call life is not true life. That is why in today's gospel death is presented as a sleep. Jesus says that Lazarus sleeps and that he is going to wake him. In fact, true life is supernatural life, participation in the divine life. God alone, through his priests, gives true life, and it is that life which will allow us one day to share in heaven the very happiness of God. Consequently, natural death is not our final end. For all those who die in the state of grace, death is but a necessary passage toward a life much better than the one here below. The preface of the Mass for the Dead expresses it in these words, "For thy faithful Lord, life is changed, not taken away." Lord Jesus, help me to make a beautiful act of self-abandonment and confidence to prepare me to carry out, under the best conditions, my own passage to eternity. I know that for thy faithful death is the beginning of the life for which thou hast created me. And so I wish to work to foster in myself the hope and desire of heaven by leading a life which is always pleasing to thee. I will also try to pray especially for those in their last agony, and for all those among my acquaintance who have already passed over the threshold of eternity.